Today on Rock and the Suburbs.
Oh, 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 Tommy the Boo Runner. I love Patrick and Jim.
Echo parts to me, doing some improv on the patio. The vibraphone setting is super groovy. Hey everyone, Echo Park Jimmy. Just checking in real quick. I know my friends tend to go on a little long. I'll try to keep it short. This is a bit of a somber one. If any of my animal friends out there, Sasha, Bella, Shadow, Penny, Buster, Benny, I don't know, anyone out there who knew Mitzi, she finally left this mortal coil, and Echo Park Jimmy's been a bit blue, but you know, fellow rocking the suburbs, people, give me some vibraphone. Music soothes the savage beast, and music helps you in that grieving time. So I thought for my time, for new music, I'd pick a couple songs that just are new, but they really speak, you know, how, you know, love songs and missing people, like grieving songs, they all help you when you're missing someone. But I wanted to point out Waves. Their song, So Long, especially the chorus. If you're really missing anyone or missing friends or missing a loved one, the chorus is just glorious. Waves, it's spelled with W-A-V-V-E-S.
Wrap my hands around the sun. Everything.
And then this song that I just burst out in like gobbing, like smacking tears, like full force, is a song by Bad Flower called Pause. And it's definitely about his dog, but it just reminds me of Mitzi, little Mitzi, who was just loved being at Hootenanny's, and she loved all of you. So just, you know, keep her in your thoughts and forever. And hopefully EPJ will explode with good thoughts and more. Fuck it. Hey, a couple other EPJ notes that other than the Haim album coming out that sounds really good, anybody who loves MJ Lenderman should look out for a guy named Colin Miller. I guess he's played in his band and his new track Cadillac with guitar by MJ Lenderman. I think you'd really love that. And the two beach bands, Beach Weather has this song that's a huge hit that you got to check out called Seth Cohen if you ever watch The OC. new album by The Beaches called Tunnel Vision, and that title track is really good. Check that one out too. And keep that music coming in and listen to Rockin' the Suburbs every day. Good morning. It's David Lynch calling in one last time. It's 2025, and it's Rockin' the Suburbs, my favorite show. I listen to it every day. I might not check in with you folks for a while, but I just wanted to leave you with some great thoughts about how even in all the fires, scariness that happened in January, everybody banded together out here, and I did get to check out that fire aid from where I'm at, and I love that show so much. There were so many good acts that went on for hours and hours, and I just wanted to just thank you from the bottom of my heart for always being there. Anyway, I'm going to miss Rockin' the Suburbs, but I think I can check it out where I'm at. I'm going to have to figure that out. But I am going to leave you just with some lyrics from my favorite old 97 song, Falling Down. You've got to dance like the world is falling down around you, because it is. And if you're lucky enough that happiness has found you, you better get to dancing as your way of saying thank you. Everybody, have a great 2025. The weather in LA is perfect.
What number is this, Jim? 8? 8, that's too many bloody calls, man. What is this, man? Is this Weaver's, like, is this their catalogue? It's too long, man. Stop writing songs, Weezer. Too many Weezers in my tweeter.
Today, on Rockin' the Suburbs. All right, here's Tommy and Pop, Harry.
Today, on Rockin' the Suburbs. Today, on a hot, hot, hot episode of Rockin' the Suburbs.
Let's try one more divot.
Good morning. Today, on Rockin' the Suburbs. Hold on. Today, on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, everyone. Hey, everyone. This is Coachella. I'm back from Coachella. And today, on Rockin' the Suburbs.
7A. They don't get excited, man. I'm sure. I know. Oh, Patrick, I love when you said, we need a bit of the Ludwig van. We need a little bit of the Ludwig van. Classic week. Part 2. It needs to happen. Classic nuggets. Mine, of course, is the Carmina Burana.
Carmina Burana, I love Patrick and Jim. Listen to Rock in the Suburbs every day. Hey.
Is Oliver Stone insane or not? Is he a predictor of the future? Or did Lee Harvey, did he act alone? Can I get the vibraphone?
Uh-oh. That's my pizza. Everybody out there, listen every day. 1984. Oh, and that would be number 2 in the classic.
Good night.
Done.
Number 9. 2:59.
And music helps you in that grieving time.